include his friends. Yishir should be a specialist for Amir Mimorasi, Sheyichyu. We are continuing our discussion of Dine Kohen Gadol, based in the Torah, Rav Yerushalayim, the Rosh of Beis Din, Agor Misal Zolti Zatzal. The Rambam, in the fifth paragraph of his Klei Mikdash and Halacha Tes Zayin, writes, Ein our Kohen Obed Tchila, V'chein Kohen Gadol, Ein Obed Tchila, Ad Sheyavi, Asiris Ho'efo Mishaloi, V'oived Biyadoi, שנאמר זה קורבן אהרון ובניו אשר יקריב אל השם ביום ימשך אותו ואם עבד קודם שיביא עשירית טעיפה וכן כהן גדול שעבד בכהונה גדולה קודם שיביא עשירית טעיפה עבודתו כשרה. A Kohen doesn't perform the temple service, nor does a Kohen Gadol do avod in the Beis HaMikdash until he brings a meal offering of a tenth of an eifa from his own possessions and offer it himself, as it says in the Torah. This is a very important pasuk, 6:13, by Vav Yud Gimel. Ze Korban Aaron Uvanav, Asher Kriv LaHashem Biyom Himoshach Oso. V'Mavad Kodim Shiyavi Asiris Haifa, and if he performs any of the avoda before he brings this meal offering, or Chen Koy Gadol, Shabu Kuna Gadol Kodim Shiyavi Asiris Haifa, Avodaso Kishera. If one performs any of the temple service before he brings this meal offering, or if a Kohen Gadol serves the Kohen Gadol before he brings this meal offering, his avoda is kshera. That's the halacha. Mishnah Lamelech brings from the Torah's Kohanim that if he works before he brings the Asiris Ha'efa, his avoda is psula. However, the Mishnah Lamelech brings a raya that has avodas kshera, because we have a Gemara in the first parak of Yuma that asks what to do if a psul happens to the Kohen Gadol after the Tamid Shel Shachar, how you are mechanech the one who comes in after him. V'halohu tzarich la'akriv asirit haifa v'yechanchu oto b'ashiyakriv b'chet b'gadim. So what about the asirit haifa? What do you mean? The Gemara asks, let's say the psul happens after the Tamid Shel Shachar. How are you mechanichim? What do you mean, how are you mechanichim? He has to bring the Asiris Ha'efa. He has to bring this meal offering. And they're mechanichim with this meal offering. That he's makriv with his Shmona Begadim. And yet the Gemara doesn't say that you're mechanichim with his Asiris Ha'efa. So it must be that his avod is kshera without bringing the Asiris Ha'efa. The Gemara says you're mechanichim wearing because he wears the avnet, or he's mehapich b'tzinora. But nothing in the Gemara about Asiris Ha'efa. We discussed this Gemara at length in a previous shir, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So it must be that his avod is kshera, and therefore in Yom Kippur he doesn't bring this Asiris Ha'efa, this Minchas Chinuch, what it's called, because it's a Karban Yachid, and this Karban Yachid is not Doiche Shabbos or Yom Kippur. At Kan Midivrei HaMishnah LaMelech. However, it's Pashut. That a Kohen Gadol brings Asiris Ha'efa L'Chinucho, Ze Chovat Korban. This is a obligation of a carbon, and therefore even when the Kohen Gadol is Oved B'Kuhuna Gedola before he brings the Asiris Ha'efa, according to the Rambam, of all this Ksheira, nevertheless he's Chayiv to bring the Asiris Ha'efa even after he was Oved B'Kuhuna Gedola, because he is a Chovas carbon of Asiris Ha'efa. According to that, we have to understand what the Rambam writes in the first parak of Vuchzavot Eskochad Malacha Gimel of our Yom HaKippurim Hare Arishan Chozer La'avodaso V'Hasheni Over V'chol mitzvahs kohuna gadol la'alav ela she'eino oved k'kohen gadol mem oved avodaso k'sheira. So if there was a psul in the first kohen gadol on Yom Kippur and then they brought in a relief kohen gadol to relieve him, and now Yom Kippur ends, so what happens? The first Kohen Gadol goes back into service. The starting pitcher, if I may use that expression, goes back into service. And then the relief pitcher, if I may use that expression, the one who relieved him, is no longer active Kohen Gadol. B'chol mitzvah Kohen Gadol alav. All the mitzvah of Kohen Gadol are on him. He just doesn't work as a Kohen Gadol. But if he did, his avod is k'shera. And then if the first one dies, then the second one is mismane tachtav. The second one is appointed in his stead. L'chora, the Kohen Gadol that was over, it still has to bring an Asiris Ha'ifa. Sh'rei na'aseh Kohen Gadol b'yom ha'kippurim. Ela she'b'yom ha'kippurim y'afshar la'akriv Asirit Ha'ifa, kevan shu korban yachid, ve'eino doche yom ha'kippurim. Aval la'achar yom ha'kippurim, hu chayav la'vi et korban Asirit Ha'ifa. The Kohen Gadol over, the one who relieved on Yom Kippur, the one who took the place of the regular Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, l'chora on Motzi Yom Kippur the next day, he has to bring the Asiris Ha'ifa. What about that? How come the Rambam doesn't say that? It's still a Chovas Karban. You're right, he's not doing the Avod anymore. The practicing Kohen Gadol is going to be the original Kohen Gadol. But he should still have to bring his Asiris Ha'ifa. V'lo katav Rambam b'perek hei melechot klei mikdash halachat het zayin. Shezkarnu shebekorban Asirit Ha'ifa oveid biyado. That with this carbon of Asiris Ha'ifa, he does it. Achiyavi, v'chein Kohen Gadol ein ovid chel achiyavi Asiris Ha'ifa mishlof ovid biyado. He has to do the onavod himself. That's the chiyuv. This is a chiyuv carbon. So how come he's not fulfilling that chiyuv after Yom Kippur? V'chol mitzvah kivuna gadol olav. So since he still has to serve as Kohen Gadol officially, so he should have to bring the carbon Asiris Ha'ifa. It's not that he's always Kohen Gadol, he's still Kohen Gadol. Just in practice, the first one is going to do the Avoda, but the second one still is in theory a Kohen Gadol. And Mimele, he should still be chayav in the Karakorbas Asiris Ha'ifa. So what's Pshat in the Rambam? As Nerabba Da'at HaRambam Kach. Sh'Rambam Kotev B'Perek Dalet Me'Elchot Klei Mikdash B'Halachat Tetvav Ein Ma'amidin Kohen Gadol Ela Beit Din Shel Echad V'Shivim. You're only ma'amid a Kohen Gadol if you have a Beis Din of 71. Ve'ein moshchim oto ela b'yom. And you're only doing Meshicha on this Kohen Gadol by day. Sh'ne'amar b'yom himashach oto. As it says in the Pasuk, on the day that you do Meshicha. You're ma'amid Kohen Gadol with a Beis Din of 71. And this Meshicha is done by day. As it says, b'yom himashach oso. וכן אם נתרבה בבגדים בלבד, אין מרבים אותו אלא ביום. And if you just do ריבוי בגדים, you don't do משיחה בשמן המשחה. You just do ריבוי בגדים, אין מרבים אותו אלא ביום. When is this ריבוי בגדים done? It's done by day. ואין בכסף משנה, ואין מושכים אותו אלא ביום. The משיחה is done by day, the ריבוי בגדים is done by day. אומר הכסף משנה, בתורת כהנים, פרשת סב, אין כהן גדול נמשך אלא ביום, תכתיב ביום ימשך אותו. So we have a Taurus Kohanim, the Kesef Mishnah finds its makaris for the Rambam. We have a Taurus Kohanim in Parashas Tzav that says that the Kohen Gadol is nimshach biyom, as it says biyoy mimashach osa. ומה שכתב וכן אם התרבה בבגדים בלבד אין מרבים אותו אלא ביום אפשר דיאליף לה מדי התקש משיכה וריבוי להדדי. And that the ריבוי בגדים is by day. So it could be that he learned it from a hekesh of Meshicha to Ribui. And just like Meshicha is done by day, so to Ribui Begadim is done by day. We have a hekesh from one to the other. They're equated. They both serve to bring the Kohen Gadol into service, to inaugurate the Kohen Gadol. It needs Meshicha, it needs Ribui Begadim. Mevoar, we see from the Rambam that you're only anointing the Kohen Gadol is by day. It's not a din in the Chalais Kedushas Kohen Gadol. That it's only chal by day. Otherwise, what do you need a hekesh from ribui begadim to meshicha? That's only biyom. Ribui begadim also is a chalos kedushas kohen gadol. Chalos kedushas kohen gadol is only by day. So if it's a din chalos kedushas kohen gadol, we're not going to need a hekesh. We just have to say, hey, there's only a chalos kedushas kohen gadol by day. We don't need any hekeshes. So it's muchach that we learn v'yomi mashach also shein moshin kohen gadol ela b'yom ze ne'amar b'maaseh ha'meshicha shetzarich liot b'yom v'im ken b'ribui b'gadim minayin lanu shemaaseh ribui ha'b'gadim tzarich liot b'yom. So it must be the pshat is that you learn from Yomi Mashach also that the Meshicha, the Maisa Meshicha, can only be by day. It's a din in the Maisa Meshicha. It's not a din Kedushas Kohen Gadol. There's no Chalos Kedushas Kohen Gadol by Yom. It's a din that the Meshicha can only be by day. And if so, Ribui Begadim, how do we know Ribui Begadim? If you can have a Chalos Kedushas Kohen Gadol even low by Yom, and you need a special pasuk to tell you that the Maisa Meshicha has to be by day, so maybe Ribui Begadim is also only going to be, is it can also, it all doesn't have to be by day. You can have a Chalos Kedushas Kohen Gadol not by day. So that's why they compel the Kesef Mishnah to say that we have a Hekesh. And since we have a Hekesh from Meshicha to Ribui Begadim, so Ribui Begadim can only be by day. V'asher alkein nira. לרב פאפה שאמר שביום הכיפורים יש דין מיוחד שנעשה כהן גדול על ידי עבודתו מחנכתו. Now we see in the Gemara that the avoda in Yom Kippur is a special din, that the avoda is mechanichim for the kohen gadol. Amar Rav Papa, that's the bottom of 12a, that avodasa mechanchasa, that the avod is mechanichim for the heilige kohen gadol. It's dafka din in Yom Kippur. Im ken chinuch ze shel kohen gadol yechol liot gam balayla, sherei chinuch ze shel avodo mechanachto lo hukash lemeshicha kamo ribui begadim. We had a hekesh from Ribui Begadim to Meshicha, that Ribui Begadim can only be by day. But Avodasa Mechanachasa, that we don't have such a hekesh. So Memela, that can even be by night. And there's an Afgamina, Lashitis HaRishon, and brought by the Kesef Mishnah, Perak Alch, Mechazvodas Yom Kippur, Malacha Beis, Shafiru Tumat HaDeshen, Shaita Avodat Laila, Eina Ksheira, Ela B'Kohen Gadol, V'imkein Beira Psul, L'Kohen Gadol, Lefnei Tumat HaDeshen, B'mai Mechanchim Oto, Et Zeh Shabat Tachtav, Halo Ein Moshchin Kohen Gadol B'Laila. Because the Mishnah brings Rishonim that even Trumas Hadeshin, that was Avodas Laila, is only kosher with the Kohen Gadol. And if so, if there's a psul in the Kohen Gadol before the Trumas Hadeshin, how are you mechanech the one who comes in his stead? Ein Moshin Kohen Gadol b'Laila. So the Orsamech is already bothered by this. But based on what we said, it's not a problem. Avodasa mechanchaso. And the Mele, he can be a Kohen Gadol even at night, even if he does the Trumas Hadeshin, Avodas HaLaila, that can still be mechanechim to be Kohen Gadol, because you can have a chinuch Kohen Gadol at night, not a problem. It could be a chalis Kohen Gadol even at night, and that's with the Trumas Hadeshin. As me'ata nira shekohen gadol shenasa al yedei avodato mechanechto hu lo mevi asiri taifa lechinucho sharei katuv זה קורבן אהרון ובניו וכולי ביום עם השחותו, וריבוי בגדים הוא קש למשיכה. אבל כשנעשה כהן גדול הדי ודעות מחנכתו, זה לא ביום עם השחותו, ולכן אינו צריך להביא עשרית איפה לחינוכו. כהן גדול, who becomes כהן גדול בעבודה של מחנכתו, doesn't bring in a serious איפה for his חינוך, because it says זה קורבן אהרון ובניו ביום עם השחותו, and ריבוי בגדים is equated to משיכה, that it has to be b'yayim. They both have to be b'yayim. So that's when we talk about Ribui Begadim and Meshicha. But in Yom Kippur, there's a new din of chinuch. There's a special din of chinuch of on Yom Kippur. And that's Avodaso Mechanachto. He becomes Kohen Gadol through the Avoda. And that doesn't have to be by day. Because it says, Zeh korban aron avon of b'yoyim imashach oisai. This is the korban of aron. In other words, when do you need a chinuch? When do you need a asiris ha'efa to be mechanechim? When do you need to start with the asiris ha'efa? B'yoyim imashach oisai. On the day of Meshicha. But let's say he isn't inaugurated by Mashiach. Let's say it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is inaugurated by the Avoda. Avodasa mechanachto. Just doing the Avoda is mechanichim. So that's not Biyomi Mashachoso. Memeli, you don't need Zeh Korban Aaron Ubanov. You bechlal don't need the Minchas Chinuch, the Asiri Seifa. This is a terrific teretz. Terrific teretz. Kasha was, how does the Kohen Gadol do his Avoda Yom Kippur without the Asiri Seifa? Okay, so you want to say it's a Korban Yachid, you can't bring it on Yom Kippur, bring it tomorrow. Teretz is, no, there's no Chiyuv at all. Because Avodasa, Mechan Chaso, he doesn't need, normally for Chinuch, he needs this Asiri Seifa. Because that Korban Abaron Abanav Biyomi Mashach Osa, but that's only when you do Mashiach on him and or Riboy Begadim. There's a hekesh between Mashiach and Riboy Begadim, which is both by day. But if Abu Dasa Mechanachto, which can even be at night, there is no pasuk of Zeh Korban Aaron Avanav. Doesn't have to bring it Bechlal. Only Zeh Korban Aaron Mashiach Osa is not Biyomi Mashiach Osa. And Zeir Meduyuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Zeh Shenichnas Tachtav, Perek Aleph, Mechusim Mekipur Malach Gimel, Zeh Shenichnas Tachtav, Eino Tzarich Chinuch, Ela Avodato Mechanachto. As kvar sha'alnu b'shiur ha-kodem, ma kavana, Eino Tzarich Chinuch? He doesn't need Chinuch, Avodasa Mechanachto. So pshad is, he doesn't need Chinuch, in other words, he doesn't need the Asiri Se'efa for his Chinuch. Because he's not becoming Kohen Gadol through Mashiach and Ribu Gadim, but rather Alidei Avodasa Mechanachto. And if so, it's not included in Biyomi Mashach Oso, and he doesn't need to bring an Asiri Se'efa for his Chinuch. V'hadvarim hayu nefloim b'yoyser Baruch Hashem b'siyat d'shmaya. And we have just a velt more of Torah to talk about these inyanim. And I just ask that my sweetest and most beloved friends stay tuned for many exciting coming attractions. We have a lot more to talk about. B'siyat d'shmaya b'li neder. And we should be zochel l'mod olam edlishmo las l'kaim z'kol d'vei samot arasu v'yahava. V'ani mazkir lachem shelo nishkach af pam shesof davar hakol nishma et ha'elokim yira v'et mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. Shalom shalom, ahuvai, yididai, moray, b'rabotai.